Permanent life insurance is an excellent estate planning tool. There are several reasons why people use permanent life or a comparable universal life insurance plan for estate planning. The death benefit is adjustable. The amount of life insurance can be increased or decreased to reflect your changing needs. If the death benefit remains level, eventually the major portion of the benefit, over a long period of time, can consist of the cash reserve, CSV. As the need for the insurance shrinks, the cash can increase, providing the insurance cost doesn't reduce the cash value and its growth. If the death benefit grows, the cost of insurance will increase with age and continues to be paid from the cash value. You can insure more than one life in the plan. You have the option of insuring yourself, your spouse, both of you, your children, or business associates using one or more of these policies. In some cases, the ownership can be transferred or lives added, and the premiums paid for the premium payment funding. Your death benefit can be payable after the first spouse's death to provide an income for the surviving spouse. Alternatively, you can arrange to have the benefit paid after the second spouse's death to maximize the value of your family's inheritance or meet your estate's tax liabilities. Permanent life insurance works to protect you from the potential tax liability of your estate. Discuss your estate use of permanent life insurance with a good tax advisor, credentialed accountant, or financial advisor specializing in estate taxation. You may also want to seek counsel from an estate planning lawyer. Make sure you, along with your financial representative, assess the estate's need for life insurance and the various solutions. The best estate planning solutions are most often insurance-related because life insurance is designed to pay a large capital benefit at precisely the time it is needed. Mitigate tax erosion of the value of a significant estate. If you own stocks and bonds, equity investment funds, a family cottage, a second residence, or business assets, you may face capital gains taxation in your estate. Upon death, taxes will also be due on funds remaining in the RSP or RIF after the death of both spouses in the case of a married couple. One policy can replace or pre-fund such taxes due. With a joint last-to-die policy, the insurance proceeds can be used to cover the estimated estate taxes. The advantage is that one's entire pre-tax estate valuation can pass as desired to the family heirs. Circumvent probate and/or estate administration tax, EAT. When the life insurance benefit is paid directly to beneficiaries, there may be no need to probate this money or have it reviewed by the government. In fact, other beneficiaries have no recourse to complain about monies paid to heirs in this manner. Note, depending on the province, such legislation may be under review or currently changing. Business owners can protect their asset value. The death benefit of a permanent life insurance policy can create immediate capital to take a business through the transition of losing one of its leaders or key employees, while allowing surviving partners to buy out the outstanding interests via a payout of the share ownership of the deceased partner. This is commonly done within the framework of a well-structured buy-sell agreement. Talk to your advisor before making any financial decision. This publication is for educational purposes only and is a copyright of Advice On Media.